Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome. I am your host, Emma Gunnar-Wardner, and in my nearly 20-year career as a beauty and health writer, I have interviewed a lot of people. Supermodels, entrepreneurs, authors, celebrities, and doctors. And many of these conversations had a real impact on me, and I'd come away feeling inspired, excited, informed, and really empowered. And at the back of my mind, I'd always think, I wish I could just publish the tape so people could really feel that conversation. Well, on this podcast, you get to feel the conversation. I talk with experts, guests, and a few friends who I hope will inspire, inform, and empower you, and maybe also challenge you, whether you're looking for self-help, self-improvement, beauty advice, health insights, business know-how, or just some good old-fashioned life advice and a bit of a laugh. It's all here. Welcome to the show. Hello. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining me. It's honestly such a delight to spend this time with you. And in this mini episode, I thought we'd do something of a sort of an update and a little bit of news. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this sort of episode is because the feedback on the last few podcasts has just been so overwhelming and just wonderful. And I really wanted to let all of you, my most excellent listeners, know how much I appreciate it when you do get in touch, whether it's to request a guest or ask a further questions from a podcast or just to give your feedback. And I really just wanted to share some of the feedback that came in for the episode with Dominic Masters. Dominic is a professional dominant. He is a professional sex worker. And we had a 2-hour long conversation about his work, about the reality of sex work. It really was a very wide ranging chat. I felt very educated when I came out of it. Also, like I'd made a new mate because Dominic is just utterly lovely. And it seems to be that that was your feedback too. And I just wanted to share with you some of the feedback from the Facebook group. The link to join the Facebook group, by the way, is in the show notes. And if you haven't joined already, please do, because it really is a lovely place where we're having some great chats. So one comment came in, someone started a new post just saying, I just listened to your podcast with Dominic. Bloody blimey, utterly captivating. It's so rare and refreshing to listen to someone who is so open and matter of fact about sex and fetish, for whom no conversation starter can shock, and who is so unfiltered. In his own words, no relay between brain and mouth. And if you listen for no other reason than this, the story at the end involving his wheelchair-bound mother and a kidnap fantasy is worth the wait. I was fascinated. And that, my friends, started quite the lively debate in the Facebook group. So please never be shy about starting a thread and just saying what you liked about an episode. Another Facebook comment was, just finished listening to Master Dominic. Loving it. It's really refreshing to hear someone illuminate sex work without shame. Thanks, Emma, for bringing us frank and upfront conversation. I do hope there'll be a part two. Well, who knows? Honestly, the response has been so utterly lovely. And Dominic and I have been messaging and sort of tightly thinking, oh gosh, is someone going to say something nasty? And it has just been utterly positive. On Instagram, thank you to everybody who's been in touch on Instagram. We had the comment, I'm halfway through and this is fantastic. I know of Dominic through the Skincare Freaks group. If you listen to the episode, you'll know he's one of the group admins, and have always thought he'd be such... He'd be great to have a good chat with. Such a fascinating insight into the industry, and great to hear him acknowledging and using his privilege to broaden people's understanding of sex work. I'm going to have a listen again straight after I finished. Someone else said, so good. Love this one. So refreshing to hear people discuss sex so freely without prejudice or embarrassment. And someone else, this was just awesome. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. Another comment was, this episode is making me so happy. I'm listening right now. Thank you for giving a platform for sex work discussion. And then also, literally love this episode. Love the vibe, no pun intended, lol, between you. And I'm always interested in sex work. I found it really interesting and looked on his website. Dominic looks awesome. I had a DM, someone saying it had taken her a little while to be able to listen to the episode in full because there were children around, although she is very honest with her kids, but said, I'm totally in love with Dom. What a well-articulated, honest guy he is. He just came across as someone I'd love to have a coffee or vino with and piss myself laughing. How refreshing, and I have a total and utter respect for sex work even more now. Thank you for pushing the boundaries and educating us all. So yes, thank you so much to everybody who got in touch, and I don't normally read out comments and reviews because I find it a bit self-indulgent, but I just wanted to share them to say, not only do I appreciate them on my behalf, the fact that you listened to the show, you gave me 2 hours of your time, which I appreciate hugely, but also on Dominic's behalf, because I felt like having him on the show was a bit different. And actually another message on Instagram came through saying, I really appreciate that you tried something a bit different. I think it's easy to do what works over and over again. And for the record, I do love the returning guests and lipstick talk because there's nothing bad about that. But it was cool to listen to someone with such a different life and get more educated on something I would never have otherwise bothered learning about. Kudos to you. So that's the kind of feedback that keeps me going. That's the kind of feedback that makes me work really, really hard to get some amazing guests on this show to entertain, inform, educate, and challenge. And I really do thank you for everybody who got in touch about that episode. Dominic and I might very well plan another installment. We might have to give it a bit of time. But also, if you are in the Facebook group, you'll know quite a few people said to him, because he was engaging with people in the forum, quite a few people said to him, I would read your book. And he has said that is actually also in discussion. So get excited if you would like to read in more detail about Dominic Master's life, because that could indeed be on the way. Speaking of books, this segues me. God, I couldn't even say that properly. Segues me nicely into a little bit of news. Now, we've talked about reading and how it's very easy to fall out of the reading habit a lot on this podcast. It was one of 26 habits, and we revisited it a couple of times together last year. And I know a lot of people either come through on DMs with advice or tips on how to read a little bit more. And I had been trying the tack of, you know, put one book out, put it in your eye line. So take it with you to bed, make sure it's in the bedroom. If you can't sleep, wake up, read a bit of it, wake up in the morning, maybe read 20 minutes. I've been trying that. And I still wasn't feeling like I was getting into my reading groove. And then just after Christmas, or was it just before? I think it was after Christmas, I read in about 2 sessions, because it was so brilliant, Redemption by John McAvoy. And if you haven't heard of John McAvoy, my goodness, I first heard about him on Russell Brand's podcast. He's also done Rich Roll's podcast. And he recently did Dr. Rongan Chatterjee's podcast, who obviously Rongan is a very good friend of this show. And I thought, right, I've been wanting to get this book for ages. I read it in 2 sittings, and it kind of did that thing where it loosened me up to read more. And I thought I'd try something a bit different. So I currently have 4 books on the go, and hear me out on this one. I was beginning to ask myself, why is it that sometimes you'll look at the book, it's in your eye line, you'll think, actually, I've got a spare hour to read, maybe I should sit down and read it, but it's not quite what you're looking for. And it made me think about those days when, you know, you sit down and to watch TV, and sometimes you think, oh, I fancy a documentary today. For the record, I recently watched the one on Bikram yoga on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, fascinating. But then other times I do want Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I don't care that I'm 20 years.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
30 is too old to watch it. I really enjoy Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And every now and again, I think I just want 20 minutes, 22 minutes of just watching that, which is silly. And I know what's going to happen. You can tell at the beginning of the episode how it's all going to play out, but it's still quite entertaining to either to have on in the background or just to kind of decompress to. So I thought maybe I should try that with books. So on my coffee table, I laid out the four books that I have a real interest in at the moment so that I have whatever mood I'm in, I'm covered. And actually it's working really, really well because I come home from work sometimes and I think, right, before I start cooking, I'm just going to do a bit of stretching, maybe sit down for a bit and I'll read. And the four books I have on my coffee table at the moment are Michelle Obama. Now, you know, I've talked about the audiobook, but this is just the solo going back into the book because it's Michelle Obama and she's very, very cool and her story is excellent. I've also got Atomic Habits by James Clear on the go because I heard him on a podcast. And also, as you know, if you're a regular listener, there has been talk about 26 Habits turning into a book. And I thought, well, I'll read what other people are saying about habits because mine sort of came about as an anti-New Year's resolution thing. But actually, let's see how other people are talking about it. And actually, I find it really, really, really interesting. And I love the way he writes about habits. I've also got Pia Melody's book on codependence, which is quite hard work because it's not sort of read in the tone. It's not written in a tone of voice. It's easy to read. I find that I have to sort of almost read it out loud. Maybe that's just because I find the subject matter quite difficult, but it's a book I've had on my shelf for probably over 2 years since I read about it in Kelly Osbourne's autobiography. And I love Kelly Osbourne's autobiography. I think Kelly Osbourne is great. I would love to get her on the show, but I am now slowly working through that book. And I'm also reading Jeff Thompson's book. So I have a couple of autobiographies. I have Atomic Habits and I have Pia Melody's book on codependence, facing codependency. And it means that, and I'm actually making a lot more progress than I would have thought, because I thought previously, well, you have to just stick to one single narrative. And it's just been a useful device to actually, when I come home every day and when I've got a bit of free time, I actually just look at the coffee table and it's a bit like, oh, I fancy picking that one up. And obviously there are ones that I pick up more than others and there are ones that I make a bit more progress with. But what the most important thing is, I'm reading more. So seeing as that's something that we hadn't really talked about before in the whole how do I read more habit formation, I thought I would share it with you on this sort of news and update show. What else can you expect from the podcast in the coming months? Well, if we learned anything from the episode with Dominic Masters, it's that I am trying to sit down, challenge myself, and make sure that I am exploring topics and I'm not scared to go into a room as I did with Dominic and say, I'm ignorant and therefore I might say something offensive. Please correct me because I want to be better informed about this subject. Offensive meaning I might use a word that I think is completely safe and nice and neutral and actually it isn't. And although I always do my research with my interviews, I am not one, there's no point me going in and being an expert too. So I like to learn during these conversations and I know that that's from the feedback. I know that you guys are enjoying that too. So I've just been trying to explore subjects that are a bit more challenging, that maybe are a little bit out of the norm, but that are still relevant to you. And the way I know that these topics are relevant to you is because you get in touch and it really is the best part of my day. It really is. When an email pings in or a DM comes through and I hear from any of you, my most excellent listeners, it's always a win. They talk about on social media, you get a dopamine rush when you get a notification. Trust me, it's magnified by 100 when it's from one of you guys. So the reason I know that I'm pushing things in the right direction, i.e. not too far, just enough, is because you let me know and you let me know in these DMs and in these emails. So please do get in touch. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. That email address will be changing soon. But for now it will work. Fear not. But email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to ask any questions, share any feedback, if you want to request a guest or a topic. There are topics that I get requests for that are a little bit tricky to actually find the right people for, but it doesn't mean that they're not on their way. It just means that it's just a little bit longer it's a slightly longer journey to get that person or that guest or actually properly cover that particular subject. You can always DM me on Instagram and Twitter. That's a delightful place to interact with anybody. So please do. I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter, and it really would make my day if you just got in touch and let me know what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of, what you would like me to try that maybe you haven't seen on the podcast before. I am open to any and all suggestions. And then the other thing, obviously, is you can talk to me directly. But why just talk to me when you can talk to thousands of other listeners to this podcast? And the way you do that is in the Facebook group. So thank you to everybody who starts new threads in that feed and gets conversations going. It's so interesting. And it really does. I read them all. And I really do think, well, that would suggest that maybe I should broach that subject, or maybe I should look at things in that way. So please, your interactions, your exchanges, your questions in the Facebook forum mean such a lot. To join that Facebook group, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes. And the show notes can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. They can also be found on emmaguns.com. Just click on podcast and you'll find all of the podcasts there. Just click on the link, join the Facebook group. There's also a little icon at the top of the screen with an F. Click on that and you will be invited to join. You just have to answer a couple of questions and agree to the forum rules, and I will welcome you in with open arms, as I know other members of the forum will do too. Thank you so much for listening to this mini show. It's been a delight to share this time with you. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it hugely, and I will see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.